This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
A few days ago, the young soul singer Ingrid Gurdes stopped by our studios with two members of her band.
So let's see where we are now. What's happening?
Gurdes is a Boston-based blues and soul singer who grew up in Missouri. At one point, she studied opera, and when she was really young, she was inspired by Julie Andrews and the Sound of Music, which may explain why she's sometimes prone to fits of spontaneous yodeling. Yodeling is a long way from what Ingrid Gurdes does best. She's a small, slender woman with a big, expressive, soulful voice. She'll be performing at the House of Blues Foundation Room next Friday. This is the title track from her most recent album, Shed.
So I gotta shed all these emotions I've been wearing around. Gotta shed your lying skin. It's just weighing me down. No, I gotta shed all these emotions that I've been wearing around. Gotta shed your lying skin. It's just weighing me down, weighing me down.
Fantastic. That's Ingrid Gurdes playing the title track off her new album, Shed. Ingrid, so nice.
Thank you so much.
It's great to meet you. It's great having you in here. Why don't we start by introducing these two terrific players you have with you?
Well, these are some good friends and great musicians. On guitar is Anthony Rosato, and on upright bass today, Matthew Edwards. Nice. Usually it's electric.
Great to have you. Ingrid, I understand that you now live in Boston. You grew up in Missouri.
Yes.
And I hear that your mom would sing Frankie and Johnny to you instead of a traditional lullaby.
Oh, yeah. She loves a story, and no matter how inappropriate it sounds. But yes, she used to sing some interesting choices to me that had a lot of graphic lyrics that I hopefully didn't grasp at the time, but I think instilled love for kind of soul blues music at a young age.
And as you grew older, I'm interested in the major influences from who you drew that blues and soul sort of inspiration. Who were they?
This is always interesting to me because sometimes I'm not exactly sure. Things just got into my system, and it was the 80s, so it definitely wasn't anything on the radio then. I think Otis Redding is a major influence. I heard him, and his voice just spoke to me. There was something in his voice that just said, this is my heart, here it is, and that just really spoke to me. Also, Bonnie Raitt, when I was about in fourth grade, I heard her album, Nick of Time.
Great album.
One of my favorites of all time, and somewhere along the line, I listened to a lot of Donny Hathaway and Ray and B.B. King. I mean, all the greats, you know. Aretha, they all inspired me.
That's a great lineup. Going back to the very early influences, I understand the Sound of Music had something to say to you at a certain point.
The guys are laughing because I've been yodeling in here as a joke this morning.
That's great.
I saw the Sound of Music when I was really young, and all of a sudden, it was like light bulb. Oh my gosh, this is amazing! This is singing. This is music.
This is me. I want to be out there in the Austrian Alps and yodeling.
I recreated it in my yard. I grew up in the country, and my dad loves to tell the story. He would be out riding the tractor, and I would run out in the fields, spinning around, singing "The Hills Are Alive," and I would sing to cars that drive by, which was very rare, and they would never stop at the amazement of my voice, which always upset me. So,
and you went to the University of Kansas and ended up studying opera.
That's correct.
Yeah,
I am a Jayhawk. Yay! and studied opera there, but always on the side, I've been singing in bands and doing contemporary stuff as well. And those two worlds kind of don't get along sometimes.
Did that kind of training for opera end up being helpful for the kind of work you do in contemporary music?
Oh, absolutely. We just came off of a fall tour that spanned a couple of months, and being able to play night after night, singing your heart out, I can't do it if you don't have some technical training. I know how to take care of my voice, and I feel that I can do a lot of manipulation techniques with my voice to achieve a sound that I'm looking for, which I think partially came out of learning control from opera technique.
Well, Ingrid Gurdes, I'd love it if you could do one more song for us.
Absolutely, we'd love to.
Great. What are you going to do for us?
This song is called Your Boyfriend.
Where your boyfriend was last night, I bet he wasn't answering his phone. Had you wondering if he'd come home? Well, I think it's time you know. Guess where your boyfriend was last night? He was standing on my front porch. He was ringing up my door, just like he'd done 9 times before. And he begged me to let him in, hollering that he was a changed man. Said this time would be different, and naively I believed him. Guess what your boyfriend said last night? That he came around to reminisce, honey, and he missed the way we used to kiss, yeah, see, back when I was here. Guess what your boyfriend said last night? That he'd been stalking my status on Facebook. Said I'm like a drug and he's hooked. Then he gave me that old slicker look, and he told me said, baby, there's no one else. Then he moved in for the kill. I felt a chill run down my back. Ladies, don't trust him. Don't let him in. You gotta put him out like the dog he is. And when your boyfriend left last night, I did some checking of my own. Found out he was never alone. He'd been playing me all along. Now don't get it twisted, I'm not the one who missed him. He lied on his own. I'm just another victim. This information is long overdue, but I swear I didn't know about you. He'll never change his dirty ways, ulterior motives, that's a game he plays. Ladies, don't trust him, don't let him in. You gotta put him out like the dog he is. Guess where your boyfriend was last night.
Very nice.
Thank you.
So who is this boyfriend with his dirty ways? Someone you know?
Could be. It could be from my life or from many people's lives. I just sort of, my lyrics come from things that I know in a sense.
Sure. And how does the writing process work for you? Does it come easily or is it painful, slow, all of the above?
Depends on what day you ask me. But yeah, generally, the lyric and melody come to me at the same time. Huh. Or sometimes I'll hear a story and I'll think, that is such a good idea. I should try to come up with an idea to get that in a song. Or I'll hear music that influences me or a beat or something like that.
I love that. There was sort of a Latin thing going on in that.
Yeah.
And a mix with sort of soul as well, right?
I love to cross genres.
Yeah.
I know that's frowned upon sometimes in the music industry, but I don't think that artists should have to stay in one box.
Good for you. I'm with you.
Thank you.
So, Ingrid, Boston is your base now, but I've heard you describe yourself as a Southern singer.
Uh-huh.
What do you mean by that?
I think basically my overall lyric vibe and the root of the music that I'm most inspired by is Southern blues, Southern soul. Though I've been in Boston 11 years, my heart's still kind of resides in the Ozark Mountains in Missouri.
Why did you choose Boston as a home base?
I came to Berkeley.
Oh, right.
And I was just very inspired by the music scene here. I just think there are a lot of amazing musicians locally, and I don't think Boston gets enough attention for that. It's always New York or LA, but there is a lot of talent here, and that is basically why I stayed. I made some great musician friends, and it's easy to record and be inspired here.
And you're really a one-person or a one-woman shop. You write your own lyrics, you write your own music, you do your own production, you do a lot of your own creative development. Is this the way it has to be for a 21st century musician, or is just this the way it is for Ingrid Gerdes?
Man, I don't know. If it's not that way for other people, somebody call me and tell me how they're doing it. No, I am a little bit of a perfectionist, and I like to have creative control because I consider this my artistic expression.
Sure.
And it's not just about getting attention for 5 minutes for me. It's about putting something out that at the end of the day I love, and that goes along with my creative direction as well as obviously the music. So I like to have control over everything.
Well, it's been fabulous having you here. Thank you for coming in. Thank you for singing for us. And why don't you play us out on one last song? Tell us what you're going to play us out on.
This is kind of a blues shuffle called His Game.
All right.
One, two, three, four.
Darling, oh, you know you got me twisted up.
Ingrid Gerdes closing out our program today. Her latest CD is called Shed. She'll be performing at the House of Blues Foundation Room next Friday, January 27th. Find a video of her performing right here in our studios at our website, radioboston.org.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.